Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. I wanted to let you know, I'm going to show you some videos here, and you'll hear the audio. You'll understand as much as you would if you're listening to any other outlet, if you're listening to us in one of the 157 cities on the radio. And with that said, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms and you want to watch this, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to SOL Radio on the top there to the Rumble feed, and you will see what we're going to show you. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Again, if you want to call, 1-866-582-9933. Do you guys all remember this? Here's Mr. Make America Great Again, okay? Check this out.
Now look what we've uncovered. It's Giuliani showing his softer side dressed in drag in a comedy skit with Donald Trump.
You know, you're really beautiful.
The spoof was filmed 16 years ago when Giuliani was mayor of New York for a charity dinner.
The mayor of New York dressing up as a woman. Donald Trump burying his face in Giuliani dressed up as a woman into her breast or his breast area. Americans are trying to figure out, where's all of this stuff coming from? Well, if you go back to 2024, Trump 2024, the question that needs to be asked here, friends, is who's behind the transgender pageantries? In case you were wondering, and they want him to be president again, it is none other than Donald Trump that's behind the transgenders in the beauty, as they call them, pageantries. Okay? He's the one advocating for it. You guys all are aware of the fact that Donald Trump said that he tweeted that he was the most gay president in American history. I mean, just you know, of course, Donald's always the best at everything, right? I'm going to show you this so you can see it for yourself so you didn't think I was making it up. Trump retweets video praising himself as the most pro-gay president in history. Isn't that lovely? This is the man that the Americans call a Christian, right? Advocating for what God clearly condemns. Leviticus 18:22, Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. Should we go to Jude 1:7, which is the fruit of these people? You know, to he who spits against heaven, said Thomas Addison, surely will fall on his own back. And these people are setting the American people up for the fall, no question about it. And I would say enough is enough here, friends, and we need to get a hold of what's going on here. Look at this right here. This is CNN telling you the truth of the matter when they blurted out in their confusion. Miss Universe pageant ends ban on transgender contestants. Well, who owns it, friends? Donald Trump does. Donald Trump does. He's entertaining homosexual sodomites, which is against the law in every state of our union, in Florida last month, called the GOP gathering in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. I mean, folks, this is insane. It's insane for anybody to actually believe anything that the mainstream media is telling them. And this on so many fronts, folks. Now, I know everybody's appeased right now because they think MacArthur just passed a bill saying no to the new IRS agents. Hey, folks, they put this in the bill. They pre-planned it. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Of course, they're going to throw it in there, and then they're going to remove it. They never wanted to push it forward in the first place. The reason they did that is because they knew that they were going to remove it in appeasing the American people. And now, again, everybody's just, oh, you know what, they just did a really good thing here. No, they didn't. They knew exactly what they were going to do. So anyways, going back to the point here, friends, I did want to say this. Trump misleading his biblically illiterate supporters once again. And here's the truth of the matter. Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, he was right when he said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And God at no time, Bradley Dean adds. That's right. That's exactly right. And again, Americans, I don't know what it is that you need to understand as to what you're dealing with here concerning Donald Trump. He's been doing this for a long, long time. Again, he's been propped up in the media favorably for the last 30 years. And again, I don't understand what it is that people don't understand. Okay, gotcha. Someone just sent me a message here. Okay, appreciate that. So anyways, folks, moving on to the next point, there's so much to cover again today, but we're going to be getting to, you have 30 minutes to explain to our forefathers what has happened to the country. You have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers exactly what has happened to this country. And I want to show you what we're up against, okay? So let me just start it off with showing you this really quick. This is a representative, and he's talking about the money and the bills that are being passed and where the money's going. Check this out. Speaking of the sodomite agenda.
$1,000 to the Long Island Gay and Youth Incorporated. $113,000 to the LGBT Center of Greater Reading. $1.5 million for the Loft LGBTQ Community Center New Home Project in New York, which I got excoriated as somehow being hateful for tweeting that out earlier by one of my colleagues.
Of course.
Now, hold on a second. So I'm hateful for raising whether or not we should have $1.5 million set aside for a Loft Community Center in New York that is then divvied up by both age and sexual identity or preference.
Okay, so again, friends, remember, they're just trying to browbeat everybody into submission, okay? Don't worry about that. It comes with the territory. Even if we live or even desire to live a godly life, the Bible tells us clearly we're going to be persecuted for it. So if they say it's us that is being hateful because we don't allow them to live their abominable lifestyles in our country, they're the ones hating on the law that protects our freedom and protects our children. And we can see what the sodomite agenda is aimed at, and we see what they've been aimed at for the last 20 years, at least in the public eye. It's been your kids. Did you sign up for your tax dollars to go fund sodomite organizations? Millions of dollars through these bills? Absolutely not. Who's doing it? It reminds me of the abortion agenda. Did you know that you're paying for abortion, Americans? You're paying your tax dollars? They're stealing your money, and they're making you pay for their crimes. We need to get this right. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just covered a couple topics, and then we're going to get to our main topic here in just a moment. Siraj Wahaj. As long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leader is for Allah. You don't get involved in politics because it's the American thing to do. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. Wow. That's pretty crazy. Again, following on the heels of the sodomite communities, they play the victim while they perpetuate the crimes, and it's exactly what's happening here. Oh my goodness, friends. I have article after article after article after article concerning what happens when these people get into the position of a 25 percentile in communities. Then they commit a jihad. Right? And also the crimes that they bring with them. They're bringing their culture with them. They're not here to assimilate. Oh, hang on a second. The Bible tells us under the times of judgment, they will be made the head and you will be made the tail. Okay? Look at this. Brand new. Michigan's Muslim majority city council approves animal sacrifice for religious purposes. This is happening in North Dakota. Minnesota, Americans, does this sound like that they're here to assimilate? Then if they're not, what are they doing? They're here to commit the act of treason. I'm not talking about the moderates. And I know that some would argue with me on that, but I've met several of them. And they happen to be cool people, many of them. And I've taken the time to actually reach out to them, Luke 19:10, and actually give them gospel tracts, Law of Grace, Galatians 3:24. I'm talking about the radicals they like to use because they want you to believe that their radicals represent all of the people when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Ilhan Omar tried that at a Muslim gathering where there was probably 3,000 to 5,000 people that showed up. A majority of them were Muslims. And she went out on stage, and the Muslim community in Minnesota began to boo her. People need to make distinction between the people that are put up as representatives of these communities and the people themselves, because they're two different stories in every given case. It's the same thing when I fell under attack under MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times, the list goes on. I got it all over on my wall, a badge of honor. But when the homosexual communities began to attack me for exposing them, I was making reference to the law that exposed them and the history of their crimes against our children, and how it is against the law in every state of our union. Well, they began to attack me, calling me a liar, a hater, a bigot, so on and so forth, when in fact everything I warned the American people of 15 years ago, it's exactly what we're dealing with today. Because the American people didn't take heed to it. But again, let me go back to this. Does this sound like these radicals on the heads of the those that are using the Muslim population in the United States of America? Does it look like they're here to assimilate? Or does it look like they're here to overthrow? Because the history of the Muslims, friends, and I'm talking again about the radicals, is that they begin to infiltrate communities and then they begin to create war against their laws. And it's exactly what they're doing. Now, you know, here's the good news. The ban was upheld. But it's the point that you have these people coming from the Middle East attempting to bring their government and their cultures with them. That is the act of treason, and it's against the law in the United States of America. Okay? I just want to let you know as to what's going on here, friends. I'm going to go ahead and take Mr. Mission from North Dakota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Mr. Mission from North Dakota. Are we talking about the same topic here?
Oh, well, we can talk about Muslims, but I'm Mr. Mission Control. I run a news website called Deep State Watchdogs, D-A-W-G-S for dog.
Okay, and good for you.
I've been displaced from my house for being persecuted about the nanotech information that I was published.
Okay, so we're getting off on a different topic. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. And don't use our platform to go ahead and sound off as to how to drive people to your platform, which I'm not threatened by that. But I'm thinking to myself, isn't there better ways of doing that, like actually putting your hand to the plow and making it work for yourself the way that we have labored night and day for the last 23 years in this ministry to get to the point where we're at today? And if people really want to hear you, they're going to pull on you. And then if the government really hates you, they're going to censor you. And they're going to try to suppress you. So I guess it is what it is. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I got to show you these things really quick, friends, before we get to our main topic. Tatjana Patitz, supermodel of the 80s and 90s, she's dead. Dies at 56 years old. 56 years old. Wow. Of course, the cause of death, they're still waiting for further details. You got to remember what I'm saying to you right now, okay? Did you see this one? Air Force Academy offensive lineman Hunter Brown dies suddenly while walking to class. Did y'all see this? I guess this is the new norm, right? Pay attention to what I'm telling you, friends. Okay? You see this? I know Beck is 78 years old, but folks, keep in mind these people have been used to spread a spirit of Antichrist, the love of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Okay? So in many cases, they're reaping what they've now sown. But you see that Jeff Beck, guitarist legend who rose to fame as an influential rocker in the 60s, dies at 78 years old. Now, again, I'm not blaming everybody for the experimental jab, but I am saying pay attention to the timing here. The family said that he contracted meningitis suddenly. Suddenly, okay? And he just mysteriously dies at 70 years old, just suddenly. Remember what the experimental jabs do. They break down your immune system, okay? I wanted to show you this as well. This is all brand new information. Mom's teen basketball player son had blood clots in brain. Now there's another, and she blames one thing. It's the very thing that the mainstream media is trying to now modify. Oh, but is everybody putting up with it? Oh, absolutely not. Not everybody's putting up with it. Did you see this? Two former employees are now suing ESPN over COVID vaccine mandate. Okay, because our friend here had lost her life. And she leaves a little boy now to look out and fend for himself. But again, Americans need to understand that you're expendable. And I'm talking about the useful idiots on so many different fronts. I want you to see what the new norm is, and it's important that you do, because the new norm is they're trying to get people to change the cause of death. FEMA is putting their foot in the door. The federal government are bringing agencies, unconstitutional agencies, into play, telling the families that if you change the cause of death, we will pay for the funeral costs. No joke. You ready? Here, let's listen to what this guy has to say, if we can.
Originally, when this all happened, a bunch of kids either collapsed or died suddenly, and we're talking kids age like 12 to young adult age of like 18 to 20. When that all happened, I got a call from someone who was a direct relative of an 18-year-old girl who was one of the people who collapsed but did not die. She spent the next, I think it was about 4 to 6 weeks, in and out of hospital, being put on medication, being run on tests, until she died of organ failure. After that, I never heard back from the family member or anybody else in the family until 2 days after the Monday Night Football incident where he dropped suddenly on the field and they canceled the game. All of a sudden, I got a call from Texas from a different number, and it was the same relative, and he told me he had a really hard time getting a hold of me, but he had a lot to tell me. He said that after his family member passed away, the 18-year-old female, Moderna, because she was given the Moderna vaccine, basically came and paid the family a whole bunch of money to keep quiet, and also relocated them to a different part of Texas, gave them new phones, new numbers, new addresses, new identities, almost like a witness protection program. And they were told they had basically two options. Either they were going to get destroyed in the media and destroyed in other ways if they spoke up about this, or they could take the deal, take the money, take the new identities, and basically just help them cover this up, help them sweep it under the rug. Well, that didn't sit...
Okay, so did you hear that, friend? So the government's now putting themselves into play concerning those that are dying suddenly, telling them to either take the deal... We're going to pay you off. We're going to change the names. We're going to change your place of residence. But if you don't, we're going to destroy you through the media. Oh, is this true? Oh, absolutely it's true. I can tell you firsthand it's true. Do you see the new narrative, friends? This is why they're covering it up. Now, I want you to check this one out as well. I might have to show you on the other side. But remember what I just said during this segment concerning these sudden deaths again and how they're trying to change the narrative. I'm going to play two more short videos after this break, and I want you to tell me if the second video doesn't sound very accurate as to what you're hearing today. It's supposed to be funny, but there's nothing funny about it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former U.S. attorney, now in private practice, has a new job.
I signed an order appointing Robert Herr as special counsel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Robert Hur will look into the discovery of classified documents in an old office and the personal home of President Biden.
The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
We're also learning the FBI has been interviewing former aides to then VP Biden, people who may have packed up his personal items at the end of the Obama administration. California is not the only place in the USA getting bad weather. A huge windstorm has blasted the deep south, leading to tornado watches and warnings. Meanwhile, people in the Golden State are trying to clean up as much as possible in the few hours before the next storm. The Consumer Price Index dropped by 0.1% in December. That's the biggest month-over-month drop since April of 2020. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Trying to put in as much information as I possibly can for this, for the fastest hour on radio. I was just highlighting all the people that suddenly died, brand new information. Folks, just go on to your social media platforms and you'll understand. It shows you that what's going on in contrast to the narrative that they're continuously pushing. I know that there's lawsuits all over the place. Just talked to Dr. Tenpenny last night. Was asking for some information concerning the time I'm going to have with her on her show in February, and the list goes on. But what I'm trying to say here, friends, is they're trying to counter the narrative. When we see that, they're just ignoring the facts, and we all know facts are stubborn things, but they're beginning to worry about it, because what they're doing now is they're starting to go into these families that have suffered loss concerning these sudden deaths from these experimental jabs, and they're trying to silence them. They're trying to bribe them off, Luke 22:48. And it's exactly what they're doing in many cases. See, the other hand is if they don't take the bribe, they're extorted, and then what they're going to say is we're going to destroy you in the press. Well, I think that they have enough momentum right now with the American people to actually beat back on what's going on, because enough people are now aware of who's responsible and what it is that they're responsible for concerning this genocide. Again, it's getting pretty crazy out there. I want to show you this other video, and I want you to listen carefully to this woman and what she has to say about how they're trying to change the narrative here. Check this out.
This is Nicole Saratek with American Frontline Nurses, and this is the face of Safe and Effective.
Showing a man with his little 15-year-old boy who's in his casket.
Ernest Ramirez Jr., also known as Junior, died suddenly on the basketball court. His father, Ernest Ramirez Sr., has since been contacted by FEMA in order to change the cause of death on the death certificate to something other than an injury or sudden death, stating that they would pay for funeral services. To hear more about Junior's story, please visit our Rumble channel.
Okay, so you see that's happening. And does this not tell you how they operate in the mainstream media, in politics? I mean, they sell out to the highest bidder. I don't believe that this individual, this man, would sell the truth out, because he's already been on commissions with doctors exposing to senators the truth of the matter as to what's responsible for the son of for the death of his son. Forgive me. This is insane what is going on. And I got some more information I want to divulge. I got to ask for permission before I do so. But I just talked to somebody yesterday who had a family member die suddenly within 5 days of receiving the experimental jab. And how at every given level, from the funeral home to the hospital first and foremost, to the funeral home, to the local papers, to the ambulance folks, to the EMTs, everybody's covering it up. And I'm talking about out in the middle of the country, they're covering it up. Why? Because it's money that's going into the medical industry, and the medical industry is getting incentivized if they sell out the truth. This is what I'm saying, folks. This is happening in America, not in a third world country. They're trying to change the narrative. Now, this is this next video that I'm going to share with you. It's supposed to be somewhat humorous. It's not. I get the point. It's sad, but this is where we're at today. And really, it's the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence. And tell me, isn't this exactly what it sounds like when listening to the mainstream media and the useful idiots concerning their narrative in the experimental jabs today? Check this out.
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
We've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer, sudden death, and much, much more. Give your coincidence the attention it deserves, but not the wrong kind of attention. At Kauffman, schedule your appointment today at kauffmancoincidence.com and receive a doctor's note with a real sciencey sounding explanation to provide to your anti-vax friends, proving to them it was definitely not the vaccine that caused your coincidence.
Yep.
Kauffman, because coincidences happen pretty much all the time.
See, isn't this crazy? But this is, in fact, what the narrative is today. That it's that ridiculous. It's really become this ridiculous. In the face of the folks, there's a huge disconnect between the people and their government and the mainstream media. Oh my goodness, folks. You want to talk about accomplices to the crimes over the last three and a half years concerning these said vaccines? Oh my goodness, where are these agencies to round up the criminals that are responsible for this genocide? You know how far it's gone now, friends, that people are making commercials of this quality to show you the stupidity of what they want you to believe. And it's true. They want you to believe this. They want you to stick your head in the sand, and they're in hopes that the people that have gotten the experimental jabs will be a part of helping cover up, because they want them to help justify the unjustifiable. I want to highlight the fact that, friends, that they're modifying, they're creating these names, just like the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence had brought up. They're creating these names. They're trying to distract you from the obvious, which is right in front of your eyes. This is why the Lord said, you have eyes, but do you not see? You have ears, but do you not hear? The Lord says, what are you, dumb dogs? Come on, friends. This is insane, and these people need to be held accountable for their crimes. And this is what America's calling out for. They're calling for justice. The medical industry, folks, the doctors in the tens of thousands in the United States alone, friends, are calling for justice. In Germany, they're calling for justice. In France, they're calling for justice. In the UK, they're calling for justice. And these people want you to believe that they're above justice. They're above that law. No, they're not. No, they're not. History has never taught us that what they want us to believe. History has always taught us that you can only oppress man for so long before the people rise up and they lawfully deal with the corrupt. Folks, you can't let this one go. The American people have let too many of these crimes, these conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9, you've given them too much time and given them a pass on too many of the crises that they are in fact responsible for creating. And to suggest that any of this is theory, oh my goodness, that is out the window a long time ago. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go to the main topic because it coincides. It goes right into its perfect segue. Concerning all of the information, I could just go off on one day and say, look at all of the crimes that have been highlighted. And then the American people can say, wait a second, why are we just hearing about the crimes rather than the law being executed against those that are guilty of the crime? That's called justice and establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15. Read it when you get a moment. Isaiah 26 verse 9. People need justice. Justice guards our liberties, and our liberties are being stripped away from us, folks, through the guise of what they're promulgating. And what they're broadcasting through their propaganda narratives. And you know it, and I know it. People need justice. But going back to the point, look at all the crimes that are being highlighted all day long. I mean, we just heard during the break, friends, another investigation into Joe Biden. You know as well as I do, unless the people get behind this, nothing's going to happen. Because they're not going to prosecute their own. They're just keeping you entertained. They're just appeasing you. They want you to believe that they're actually doing something about the crimes of the administration. No, they're not. They're just appeasing you. Ask Jim Jordan. Ask Trey Gowdy. Ask Jason Chaffetz. Ask Daryl Issa. Ask Matt Gaetz. Ask Marjorie Taylor Greene. Folks, ask them all. Where's the justice? Ask Rand Paul. I mean, how many times has that guy done a fundraiser and fleecing his constituents, talking about how many times Anthony Fauci's been caught lying? Where's the justice then? There is none. See, because if they're not magnifying the law to bring about justice upon the heads of the wicked, then guess what's going forward? Tyranny's growing. See, they're buying themselves more time to regroup. And as I've said time and time again over the last couple months, folks, they are fortifying themselves against the American people. And don't doubt a word I'm telling you, folks, because it's exactly what they're doing. It just came back to me again concerning the information I want to divulge. Where are the attorneys, friends? I'm talking about constitutional attorneys. Where are they at? How come we haven't seen Anthony Fauci or Bill Gates or any of these agencies dealt with yet? And I can tell you when they get to victory, what they're going to do is they're going to tell the people on due to a settlement, what the judge is going to say is he's going to go ahead and strap a muzzle on the person that wins the court case. They're going to tell them to be silent about the victory. Remember when we had Judge Roy Moore on? He won $8.2 million concerning the defamation case against the mainstream media and the woman that brought the false charge. Judge Moore told us on the program, he said, the media doesn't want you to know that we won. They don't. Folks, we got to quit allowing them to hide themselves because it's exactly what they're doing in their crimes against we the people. How long can this go? 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get right to it.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Really quick, we are going to be in San Diego, California next week. We are going to be the main speakers for a VIP event. What does that mean? I don't know. Just invited, responding to the call. Hopefully we're going to have a good showing there, and I'm talking about the people that have enough internal fortitude to actually make a difference concerning what's going on in their country. But again, this will be January 18th, 2023. There is the ad, the number if you'd like to call. You can go ahead and do so. The numbers and the emails are available on that flyer, so you may have it. Also, check our schedule. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now listen, I want to get over to this because what I want you to do is I want you to sit down and I want you to picture yourself, okay? What I want you to picture yourself doing is this. You're going to go to a meeting and you're going back in time, and the people that are sitting at the table are your forefathers, like George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman. You get the point. And what they want to know when you sit down, the first thing they're going to ask you is, what happened to America? Because this is not at all what the American forefathers established in any sense of the word. What we see is foreign power at war with who we are in our own backyard. The things that government is assuming today blows me away. We were just talking the other day, friends, about how in Minnesota, by 2025, teachers are going to have a teacher's card. And then they're talking about Marxism. Well, why is that? Well, the only reason that it's evolved to this point, friends, is because the American people are dropping their kids off in schools to be illegally indoctrinated. Pull your kids. I mean, this is just one of a plethora of topics. So the meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed at such a great cost and gave their lives in service of, if it was worth it to them, their posterity. Consider the price that they paid to give us what we have today. They want to know, was it worth it? Let me go to social media platforms. I'll just use your first names if you don't mind. And I will say, Bethany, what we did for you, our posterity, was it worth our sacrifice to give you what you have today? What does America look like now? They want to know if their posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as a nation. Our morals, first and foremost, our principles, and the Christian values that this country is founded upon over 240-some years later. Got to do the math. I mean, I want you to think about it for a moment. What does your home look like? What does your communities look like? Because, folks, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It only takes an irate, small minority keen on setting brush fires in the minds of the people in your community. Because what you're going to find is most people agree with you. They just don't actually want to pay the price to remain a free people. They want someone else to do that for them. Okay? Again, think about it for a moment. You have our forefathers at a table, and you have to answer to them. And you have 30 minutes to explain to them what is it that has become of America. And was their sacrifice worth it? I can just hear Thomas Jefferson say, hey, Tim, I'm curious, what has become of America? Well, then you would have to, Tim, explain to them how 3,700 babies are murdered in the womb every day by their own mothers with their approval of all of those that stand by and do nothing. They would stand up in a gust. They'd probably break down and cry brokenheartedly, right? You would have to explain how men marry men, which is completely illegal. It's never been done in any country since the beginning of time. You'd have to explain to them, Tim, how men marry men and women marry women with the government's consent and how children in public schools are being violated every day by sexual predators. That's what you would have to tell them. You would have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole. As a matter of fact, it's being promoted by Hollywood and the mainstream media hand in glove with corruption in government. Again, this is where it all goes back to, because it first started in the church. Okay? And despite all of this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, how they remain silent. And the church has become a reproach to the nation. See Jeremiah 23 and Matthew 23. Oh my goodness, they'd all be sitting there talking right now saying, oh my goodness, the Black Robe Regiment, I knew this guy, I knew that guy, I knew this other preacher. And the sacrifice, I remember he got killed at Lexington. I remember this guy got killed over at Trenton. This guy got killed over at Bunker Hill. These were all the preachers, the unsung heroes, the Black Robe Regiment that paid the price to give the American posterity today what it is that we have. And they would look at the church and they would say, that's not Christianity. Just the same way our forefathers would look at our government today, if they watch television, and say that is not at all what we established over 250 years ago, 240 years ago. You'd have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, as I said, lewdness are commonplace. I mean, to the point now, I guess, people tell me, Bradley, you can't even turn the television on where they're not promoting the gay agenda. It's illegal in America. And it's one of the last signs of the destruction of a nation. John Adams said, decadence follows luxury. Is it true, America? Oh, look it carefully. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. You'd have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever you want, which, by the way, is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, And as long as it feels good to you, have become the status quo instead of love for God, country, and your fellow man, which is the fulfilling of the law. Matthew 22:37. And how doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you is a thing of the past. They would be brokenhearted. Now you have all of them at the table, brokenhearted, tears streaming down their faces saying, this is not at all the country that we established. But now we only have 20 minutes left to explain to them what's become of the country that they sacrificed to give unto us. You would have to bring them up to speed on why the American people have tolerated criminal administration after criminal administration, who remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have violated. This is what we've been inundated with, peppered with on a daily basis. We would have to explain to them how government now is behind attacking other countries by casting into the minds of the people in America that they're another monster that needs to be dominated, because our government now works for the military-industrial complex and they want to steal some of their oil away like we did in Iraq, making 34.5 billion people and destroying an innocent nation. Our forefathers would look at us and they would say, you know what? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I can feel this. We'd have to explain to them Benghazi. We'd have to explain to them Iran and Iraq and how we have 737 bases across the world now, because our government is trying to establish a global order by having military presence in their country, which we never gave them authority to do. That's what we'd have to explain to them. They'd look at us and say, they are doing what the people in this country are allowing them to do. And I'd look at them and I'd say, you're exactly right. See, the people in this country are the rightful masters of Congress and the courts, by the way. And the people in this country are not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are in fact called and obligated by God and on the behalf of our brothers to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. But that's a thing of the past. I would have to tell them how dummied down the American people have become and how the government, through the federal government, has now created themselves as the teachers of the nation, when in fact they have no lawful authority in doing so. And how the governments in every state of the union have gone along with it and they refused to make reference and enforce Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Our governments now, Ben Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know what? Our government even committed acts like Fast and Furious to try to disarm the American people by creating crimes over in Mexico. They're trying to create domestic insurrection. They would say to us, that's exactly what the king tried to do to the colonies. We'd have to tell them about the IRS scandals and how those in government today are controlled operatives working for the bad guys, only there to appease the American people. They would say, yep, we've seen this before. We had the Whigs and we had the Tories. See, friends, this is nothing new under the sun. The only thing that our forefathers did is they actually asserted themselves in righting the wrongs by writing the Declaration of Independence, the catalog of crimes, said Samuel Adams, and saying, we're not going to put up with it anymore. And who did they make an appeal to? They went right to the Lord. We'd have to tell them now the American people have turned their back on the Lord, yet they call themselves Christians. And they would say they have turned into a bunch of Judases. Hey, folks, you've got 30 minutes to explain to the founding fathers what's become of America. And if it's bad news, then you better take responsibility in righting those wrongs. We, in fact, do love you over here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Your own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.